my hand down the ground and played with max effort, you know, did the best I could on every play. And it was Pro Bowl, then it was all pro, and it was all this stuff. And it was just like, man, awards I didn't even know was in the NFL, you know. And that's honestly what happened. I mean, the Pro Bowl and all that stuff was never a goal. It just happened. Just played with my heart. That was it.
You've slipped into a starting role just like that and have made a big difference.
That's what I said I wanted to do from the beginning, is just kind of, you know, just come in and really just contribute, you know, whatever that role is. I mean, whether it was just a backup role and earn my way to a starting position, or it's just, you know, starting whatever it is and wherever it is I need it.
He tried to cross my face, so I jammed him a little bit, okay. And then tried to get out there. But at the end of the play, Romo was screaming at him, you need to be right there. So y'all be alert for that. I throw a hand up, something to let you know.
That's always been my mentality. That's the way I came in, and that's the way I plan on walking out.
You grew from a tight end, and if I'm not mistaken, when you entered college in the 220, 230 range at tight end, is that accurate?
It's pretty accurate. I was pretty small.
But you grew into this yeah. man, this yeah. big man at defensive tackle. How in the heck did that happen?
Years of work. I mean, it didn't happen, you know, overnight. It was like, it took like 6-7 years to finally start packing weight on, and that's the biggest challenge for me, is to keep weight on.
Nothing was given to you. You were going to have to learn this, earn it, and reshape your body and your mind to play defense.
First of all, I was surprised I even got drafted. I wasn't even going to enter the draft. You know, I was kind of talked into it.
Oh, really?
You know, I'm thankful with everything that happened, and you're right. I wasn't given anything. But, you know, where everyone said no, he said yes, and everything worked out.
Who did you watch? Who did you admire playing defensive line, if anybody?
One guy that I did, you know, watch on film that, you know, caught my eye because I liked the way, you know, the intensity that he played with was John Randall. Loved it. And whatever he said he was going to do, he did it. He was relentless, and that's the key word for me, relentless.
I saw you working with some of the younger guys too, right before a game. Is that part of what makes you you?
I wouldn't have had any success or got where I am without older guys pulling me aside and helping me. I had Leroy Glover, Jason Ferguson, Greg Ellis. All those guys, they pulled me aside. They helped me. They called me in before practice. They called me after practice, you know, teaching me, you know, how to play the game. And one thing they always said to me is, like, when it's your time, when you shine and you reach the pinnacle, you turn around and you help the next man. Always leave your organization in good hands. And I never forgot that.
Hey, don't sit on that run, too. Even if they do play action, as a D lineman, you still got to honor that run.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That was it. The depth of that back is
what I'm trying to say down low.
Yeah, that was good.
Could you see yourself being here for a long time?
Oh, I'll just put it out there. I'll love to retire here. I'll love to play out the remainder of my career here. I would.
And that's saying a lot. You haven't been here that long.
Well, I mean, when you know, you know.
What are you most proud of?
To be frank, I haven't even looked back. I've never looked back at my career and patted myself on the back for anything. And to be honest, I'm afraid to. It's like when you look back at it and you looking at all your accomplishments. I mean, you can have this sense of like relaxation. I don't want that. I don't want that. I want to stay hungry. I want to stay with a chip on my shoulder. I want to stay striving. And then when it's over for me, I'll look back then. But as long as I'm in it, I'm going to the finish line.